How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Welcome into the program. Hope your morning is starting off right. If you've got the windows open because you don't have air conditioning, well, then maybe it is starting off right for you because there's a nice breeze. So if you've got the right window open and it's coming from the right direction, you're feeling it. But yeah, I was, so I have a couple of window air conditioners going in my place, but I also had the bathroom window open. And when I walked into the bathroom this morning, 4:30, I said, whoa, it's already warm and steamy in here. So I can only imagine what it's like outside. But I was pleasantly surprised when I walked out to this wind, this breeze. But that's because we're probably going to get some rain this morning, and then the sun will break out tomorrow later on today. And then we've got this hot, sticky weather. I guess from what I was reading this morning, Sunday it might lighten up a little bit in terms of the humidity, but then Monday it's going to be hot and humid again, and it'll be that way through the whole week. So I guess we're stuck with this. So just make sure that you stay cool, stay hydrated. You know, at this point we're enough days into it that you probably got your routine down. I did notice, too, as I was perusing some stores, doing some shopping over the last few days, that they seem to have air conditioners out. So if you don't have one, you need to buy one. They're around. But I will say I've also noticed on, like, the, you know, the Buy Nothing South Coast Facebook page where people give stuff away for free. Which you've got to watch that page like a hawk. You've got to make sure you have alerts set so that every time there's a new post, you get a notification on your phone and you've got to check it right away because people are too quick to the draw to get some of that stuff. But I've noticed a lot of people are giving away air conditioners because they've replaced the ones that they have. Maybe they've upgraded. Maybe, you know, it works, but it makes a noise. Maybe they got one that was digital and they could program it or control it through an app. So you can find some there, but you got to be eagle-eyed. And, you know, the online yard sale pages have them. Just make sure that you, before you buy one from someone, you plug it in and make sure that not only that it works, but give it a few minutes to make sure that it gets cold. Because a lot of times there's a, you know, there's an issue where they might run, but they don't get cold for a variety of reasons. And you can't just, you know, add Freon to these things. They're a closed system, so... Just be sure you're not getting ripped off if you are buying one. And actually, really make sure you're not getting ripped off if you're taking one for free. because they're hard to get rid of. I had a guy that used to come and pick up all my scrap metal. And I probably had four air conditioners when I called them for the last run that I did. Because over the years, I just put them in the basement and said, all right, I got to make sure I have him take that. Got to make sure I have him take that. So they don't last forever. But you can find some affordably. In fact, I saw, you know, I mean, again, if you're going to go 5,000 BTU one, you shouldn't pay more than $100-$125 for them. I think I saw them at Market Basket for $125. Job Lot usually has some, but I've seen them in all the stores. So there's not, at least the last couple of days, there wasn't a shortage on them. But as this progresses on and people are like, oh, wait, this is going to be more than just a couple of days. All right, let's break down and buy one. So just a little tip for you. So yesterday we had some pretty big news. Mayor Mitchell talked about it with Chris during midweek with the mayor. And that is that New Bedford Police Chief Paul Oliveira has signed a new 3-year contract that will keep him on the job through at least June 15th, 2027. And Mayor Mitchell pointed out on Chris's show, I think the reason for it is simple. He's performed. That's it. And so he talked about the data that the police department has from their 2023 crime report, which, you know, some people don't want to believe data. Some people want to believe what they're seeing on social media and what they're reading in police logs and all of that. And again, I'm not here to defend the police department or defend the crime report. It's up to you how you want to take it, but it's data, it's numbers, it's based in fact. You might not like the metrics they use, or you might think that the metrics aren't telling the full picture, but they are based on the metrics that they used. And just because, I mean, and I know it's odd timing to talk about how they extended the chief's contract 2 days after a shooting where 6 people are shot, after a week that it had a couple of shots fired incidents and stabbings. But this is summer in the city. This is what happens. And you might have a spike in these incidents happening right now, but that doesn't mean that spike is up overall for the year. So the data that the mayor provided, and this comes from that 2023 crime report, which we had previously reported. But he talked about how there's been a 58% drop in violent crime and a 54% decline in property crime between 2014 and 2023. And you can talk about, you know, skewed collection methods all you want, but no matter how you skew it, that's still a drop. You can't look at the data and say it's been, you know, it's been on the rise, but they've manipulated it to look like it's dropped. It's dropped. Now, it may not be where you would like to see it, but it's dropped. And that decline has continued under Chief Oliveira. So if the chief's contract is up, the mayor sees no reason to make a change. He's happy with the job the chief is doing. You give the chief a new contract. Now, we know the chief was at least entertaining job offers elsewhere. It doesn't mean that he was necessarily going to take the job. It could have been a negotiation tactic. He spent his career in New Bedford. He's risen through the ranks. It could very well have been, I'm going to, sure, you want to put me into your search? Sure. That's only going to drive up my value for my next contract. It could also be, in a lot of cases, as people get closer to retirement, they look for a situation that might bulk up their pension a little bit, or that might have some other perks that they can enjoy for however much longer they're going to be on the job for. But Falmouth was looking for a police chief early last year, and Chief Oliveira had reportedly been a candidate, but he did not make the final three. And by the way, when I say negotiation tactic, just the fact that he was looking could have been something. But also think about this. The police union has issued a vote of no confidence in him, as they did with the previous chief, Joe Cordero. So if you think that you're the people working under you aren't happy with you, why wouldn't you look somewhere else? But in the end, he signed a new 3-year contract. And he said it's a great honor and privilege to accept the new contract as he continues to serve as chief of police for the city of New Bedford. He says he's deeply grateful to Mayor Mitchell for this extended opportunity and his steadfast trust in Chief Oliveira's leadership. He says, serving this incredible community is a responsibility I hold with the utmost respect and dedication. I will continue to prioritize safety, transparency, and community engagement. And he also said he's equally fortunate to remain a member of the Value team and work alongside all of the amazing men and women who are its foundation. He says, I will continue to support you, advocate for you, and ensure that you have the resources to continue to perform your duties safely and effectively. I look forward to continuing our work together in an environment of mutual respect and trust to ensure the safety and well-being of all New Bedford residents. Sorry if I turned away from the mic too much there to read. But as we know, the police department has lost officers. It's had trouble filling those positions, as had every police department. But Mayor Mitchell even said on Chris's show, in New Bedford, it's probably been worse. So the number one challenge he has in front of him is finding more police officers. But Chris asked the mayor about goals and objectives set forth in the new 3-year contract. And Mayor Mitchell said, yeah, we expect to see a 5% drop in violent crime and a 5% drop in property crime. So there are some hard goals to meet. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Another absolutely great start to your show this morning.
Thank you.
There's not really much that I agree with Mr. Mitchell on. I can tell you that straight up. But I do believe that his signing of this police chief was an excellent story. I believe that the officers who have brought up the no confidence vote against him and the previous chief, I believe those officers, well, they leave a little bit to be desired. And one of them in particular, who just retired, who used to be the head of the police union, he brought this up against a couple of chiefs. And what do you expect from a chief who came through the ranks 100%, has done everything that the city's asked of him, and these officers are going behind his back and bringing up no confidence votes when the man is short 50 officers?
Right, and I think, you know, people look at a no confidence vote and they automatically assume that there's an impasse there and that the two sides can't work together. A lot of times that's, you know, politics, that's negotiation tactics. That's something that is, you know, kind of, for lack of a better term, administrative. It doesn't mean that they can't actually work together and get the job done. And it sounds like they're able to get the job done.
Well, you know, the thing with me is I mean, nothing for nothing, but you bring up no confidence against two chiefs? I mean, that just to me smells bad. And then when I heard the
I was going to say,
I've never really looked at the two no confidence votes against Chief Cordero and Chief Oliveira. I've never looked at those necessarily as the police union being against those individual chiefs. I've looked at it more as the police union being against the mayor's approach to crime fighting in the city, because those are the mayor's, you know, choices for chief.
Well, the reason why I think I take it as though they're looking at it a little bit more personally is because it's the same handful of officers who've attacked now the second chief.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that you can necessarily call it a handful, because let me give you the exact number, because I know I put it in the story here. Give me a second.
Yep.
It was when they took the vote of no confidence in Chief Oliveira, it was 135 members that cast a vote, with 121 of them voting no confidence in Chief Oliveira. So that's 89.6% of those that voted, which was, you know, at 135, that's not all the police officers, but it's certainly more than half.
Well, again, the stats are the stats, and I'm not going to debate the stats. What my issue is, both times the president of the police union, for some reason, he decided to go against both chiefs. And like I said, when you start digging into it, especially the chief now, I understand that he was also in charge of internal affairs for a long period of time in that department. And as you and I know, usually the people inside in internal affairs are not very well liked, but they follow the rules. And again, if the president of the police union, both times that man did not like both police chiefs, and again, they had a lot of persuasion. They're very likable people. They used to call the radio station a lot, but now they're retired and they're gone, and now we're stuck. But again, I don't agree with Mr. Mitchell on much, but I think that this was a good move for the city. I believe the man is doing the best he can with what he has to work with. And again, Tim, great show, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
Yes, sir.
And let's see. Let's take a quick call here, and then I got to take a break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Yeah, good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
You know, not too long ago, it was reported on your news station that Police Chief Paul Oliveira also had applied for the chief of Falmouth. Remember
yes.
when that news story came up?
Yep, and he didn't make the final three, but he was an initial candidate.
Right. So he wanted to get out of here.
Well,
maybe he was fed up with the mayor because of what happened before with Joseph Cordero being micromanaged.
As I was saying before, though, I don't know if you heard it when I said it earlier, knowing that his contract was up here, maybe that was a negotiation tactic, because if you make it look like you're interested in a job elsewhere, it makes you look a little more valuable here, you know?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think he wanted out. I mean, he wanted to get out of here, and Falmouth is not as much, it's not going to be a crime riddle like the city of New Bedford, but you know, I wish him the best, and I hope that he's his own man, and because he's not only he's working for the people of the city of New Bedford. He doesn't answer to the mayor, and the mayor answers to the people of New Bedford, because the mayor is a public servant, and the police chief is a public employee, and I hope he's his own man, and that he's more straightforward and transparent when it comes to your news station. To keep us informed, and he tells it like it is, and continues to do what's best for the city, and not be pressured to be a micromanager for the mayor, because that's been in the past with Joseph Cordero, that he was going to show up in front of the city council. He gave him his word, and then he got a phone call at the last minute, and it was a no-show because it would be a conflict between the police union and the police department. That was what the mayor was buzzing in his ear.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, at least in my conversations with him, and I'll get into it a little bit more, but I think that Chief Oliveira is his own man.
Yeah, well, I hope so. And I hope he continues. And I hope that he remembers he works for us, the people of New Bedford, not necessarily the mayor. The mayor is he represents us. He's our public servant. And, you know, I wish him well, and he continues to nip the crime in the bud, because this shooting in broad daylight in quiet neighborhoods is out of control. This is not the Wild West. We need some semblance of order and cracking down on gangs and drug dealers and human trafficking and all the baloney that's been going on, not only in the city, but other cities.
All right. Thank you for the call. You have a good day. And we will take a break here. We can take more of your calls coming up, 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And we will take more of your calls as well as your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the latest stories of the day from Phil Devitt. When we come back on the other side, I'll share my sit down, some recollection of my sit down with Chief Oliveira not long after he came on the job. And, you know, I sat down to learn about his approach to policing, and I'll share with you some of, you know, what we had in that discussion. But right now, let's turn things over to Phil in the newsroom.
President Biden scheduled to meet with Ukraine's leader as the NATO summit wraps. Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial is underway, and a way to cool off for free today.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is scheduled to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky later today as the NATO summit wraps up in Washington, D.C. This comes after the 75-year-old alliance approved a joint statement on Wednesday affirming that Ukraine is on an irreversible path to NATO membership. George Clooney calling on Biden to drop out of the 2024 race. In a New York Times op-ed, the longtime Democrat said he recently hosted a fundraiser for Biden and noted he was not the Joe Biden of 2010 or even the Joe Biden of 2020. He then referenced Biden's shaky debate performance, saying, quote, party leaders need to stop telling us that 51 million people didn't see what we just saw. The NBA has locked in a new media rights deal. According to The Athletic, the new deal will net the league approximately $76 billion over 11 years from Disney, NBC, and Amazon. The league's new TV deal almost triples the current agreement, which ends after the 2024-25 season. Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico continues today. Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun on the Rust movie set when it went off, firing a live round and killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Prosecutors yesterday played police body cam footage of the frantic scene. Astronauts on the Boeing Starliner crew say they're comfortable staying in space a few more weeks. NASA gave an update on the crew via telecast to address delays that turned the week-long trip into one that's lasted over a month so far. Veteran NASA astronauts and former Navy test pilots Barry Butch Wilmore and Sunita Suni Williams may stay at the International Space Station until late this summer. New York and New Jersey are seeing increased cases of the dengue virus as cases rise around the world. The Centers for Disease Control says nearly 200 people there have been infected this year. Other cases have been confirmed in Puerto Rico, Florida, New York, Massachusetts, California, Colorado, Arizona, and D.C. The virus is carried by mosquitoes that thrive in warm climates. Symptoms include fever, aches, nausea, vomiting, and rash. And if you're looking for a way to beat the heat as sweltering temperatures continue to punish much of the nation, you can stop by any 7-Eleven today for a free Slurpee. It's National Slurpee Day, held every year on the 11th of July, and there is no purchase necessary.
WBSM Sports.
While the Red Sox lost to the Oakland Athletics 5-2, evening their series, one more game tonight at Fenway, first pitch just after 7.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for some morning clouds and a chance of showers or thunderstorms till about 9 a.m. After that, we're going to clear to mostly sunny. It will be breezy and humid with a high in the mid-80s. For tonight, mostly clear, your low near 71. And for Friday, mostly sunny, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm late in the day, your high near 85. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Nothing so loud. Hearing when we lie.
is not kind. And you said neither am I. And the air outside's so soft.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Also, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. It's weird. As I was giving out the phone number there, for some reason, I was on the verge of also giving out the toll-free number that we don't use anymore, which I haven't said those numbers in years. But I was just about to spit it out, and I was like, nope, 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 don't always say that. We don't need that anymore. It's 2024. Nobody's paying long distance charges anymore. And, you know, people have asked before, why did you get rid of that line? Well, if you want a little bit of the behind the scenes info, see, every time you call a toll free line, it was the company that you were calling that was paying for the call, whether it be a flat rate or whether it be, you know, by the minute, but that company was paying for you to be able to call them. And I don't know how this number got, put into the systems, but that 877 line that we had just got hit up by telemarketers. So we just dropped it. Wasn't necessary anymore. No, none of the callers really used it. And when we went to it, it would always be a telemarketer, or you can even, you know, probably remember hearing that. You know, let's go to this line, and then you would hear, you know, press 7 to find out more. Oh, no, that's not what we would call her. And they would hang up because that's just who was calling that line all the time. Anyway, so Phil had that big news about the NBA telecast deal. And I do want to talk about that a little bit coming up. But right now, let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just regarding the whole police chief. People don't understand. I mean, your last caller said that, you know, it's all, you know, good that, you know, the police chief works for the people and the people, you know, and the mayor and all that. But he doesn't understand. The mayor is the one, is the boss. And the police chief is going to do, you know, 98% of what the boss is requesting.
Sure.
You know, keep a budget, keep the guys in line. And the union runs it. So you get enough guys in the police department, they can oust anybody. So if they don't like them, this is going to happen time and time and time again. You know, I've known Chief Cordero since kids. And he had a great heart. He had a great personality. And he was a hard worker. And regarding, he had a great work ethic. Not everybody liked the way he did it, but that was him. But yet, he got beat up by the mayor. He got beat up by the union. So that's just part of the job. It's sad to say, but that's just reality of it. And I don't care who goes in there. When you become an authority figure, people start changing their mind about you.
Well, I was going to say, and I don't know if it's just because it doesn't make the news and, you know, we work in the news, so we can only deal with what we hear about. But I don't hear a lot of situations about union members who are ever, you know, really happy with the management that they're up against, you know, like it's always a bit of a contentious relationship. It's always an us versus them mentality to some degree.
Right. That's what I'm trying to get at. So, you know, if you try to rule it with an iron fist, you're going to get a backlash. If you try to be too soft, there might be a backlash from the mayor. So it's tough to be in that position, and I condemn him. I applaud him for being in that position, because the time that in life, all the chaos that's going on with more and more getting bigger and bigger, it's sad. We're just going to go downhill. So I wish him luck, and I keep going forward. And I don't know. I hope the right thing happens anyway.
All right. Thank you for the call. We're losing you a little bit there. Your phone's chopping up there. But we can take more of your calls at 508-996-0500. And I do think, like I said, you're always going to have... I like unions. I'm not anti-union. But unions kind of foster an us versus them mentality between the workers and the management. It's not something that they're like intentionally stoking the flames and saying things like, you know, keep an eye on that guy. Make sure that woman doesn't push you too far. You know, it's not a matter of that. I think it's more of a matter of you are a collective. You are a group, a union of people united to look out for each other. And when you are united to look out for each other, you tend to see other people's motivations as, well, what are they trying to do against us here? It's just human nature. So I think you're always going to have some contentiousness between those sides. It doesn't mean they can't work together. It just means, you know, I'm keeping an eye on you. Oh, well, I'm keeping an eye on you too, you know. And sometimes the unions want to see how much power they have and see how much change they can affect. Now, listen, there's no secret that I don't want to say there's spin put on crime, but they certainly are cognizant of the way that crime is presented to the public. I don't think I'm speaking out of school here to say, you know, at one time we were contacted from someone within the administration about a story we wrote because we said that there was a shooting somewhere. Because someone fired off a gun. And someone from the administration reached out and said, well, it's not really a shooting if nobody or property wasn't struck. It's a shots fired incident. And to this day, like, we still kind of use that mentality because I guess to some degree, you know, it's right. But also, so is calling it a shooting. A gun went off, it's a shooting. So, you know, that little bit of nuance might matter when you're trying to present the number of crimes that have happened over the course of the year in a data-driven document. That little nuance doesn't matter to the people that live in that neighborhood and heard gunshots go off. The people who lived in the building right next to where that gun was fired off on the street don't really care whether it was shots fired or a shooting. They just know that bullets flew out of a gun and might have potentially hit them or someone they love. So playing the word game and getting into the semantics doesn't really matter to them. And I think that's the kind of thing that people see as they're trying to sweep crime under the rug. There was someone who sent an app chat message, and I could probably scroll through and find it, but it was something along the lines of, you know, they don't give you the right information when they put out a press release about, because now, you know, they don't send us press releases all the time. I don't know what the procedure is over there, but sometimes we get sent stuff. Sometimes it just gets put on the Facebook page. So we're always checking the Facebook page, but that means you see it as soon as we see it. So people are, you know, interpreting it based on what the police are putting up there directly, which, you know, if you're looking for transparency, that's what they want to do. But they said, you know, you'll hear on the scanner that somebody was stabbed or X amount of people were stabbed. But then when you read the police report or you read the police press release, it only says, you know, a certain number of people were injured. It doesn't say that they were stabbed. Well, you're also making the assumption that everybody that was transported from the scene was stabbed. And that's not always the case. Somebody might have been stabbed because they sucker punched somebody and, you know, that person had to be taken to the hospital. They could have beaten somebody up badly and then someone else stabbed him. There's, you know, other injuries that can happen besides just that. Does that mean they're trying to keep the word stabbing out of the incident? Well, not necessarily, because usually it says, you know, attacked with a knife. So don't consider wordplay to be covering things up, because legally, there are things that they have to say and ways they have to phrase it until there are convictions. I've gotten plenty of messages from that and plenty of people who've called to complain. How come you always have to say allegedly every time you're talking about something? I heard it on the scanner. I know they did it. Or how come, you know, you say allegedly when somebody's done something, when, you know, for example, Lindsay Clancy, was that it? Was that her first name? The woman who killed her children. Was it Kayla Clancy? I don't know. I don't remember off the top of my head. But, you know, we know that she did it. But until she's convicted of it, it's allegedly. It's said to have. It's who prosecutors allege. You know, that's the language you got to use. Because anybody in the news business has gotten that email at some point from somebody's lawyer who tries to argue that you are, you know, please take this story down. Please print a retraction. Please print a correction. Because you said my client did this and they haven't had their trial yet. And this could affect the outcome of their trial, which is, you know, BS. It's not going to. But if you didn't use the right word correctly, then yeah. And by the way, those lawyers send those letters and emails even if you did use the correct word. So it's not for lack of transparency in a lot of cases. It's just nuance that people don't understand. And, you know, just as an example, I'm not picking on him here, but Carlos Felix can go on a live video and say, you know, this person did this. This person did this, because he's talking about, you know, based on what he saw on the scene and what he might have heard on the scanner. And if something happens where that person didn't do it or they get found not guilty, you know, nobody's going to go back to Carlos and say, well, we're going to sue you now for defamation. Because, again, no offense, Carlos, but they're looking at him and saying, you know, he's not a media outlet that has a lot of money behind him. He's someone just doing this. But say, for example, Town Square Media does it, or the City of New Bedford Police Department does it, and the lawyers get dollar signs in their eyes and say, you know what, we can go after them. So that's why the language has to be, you know, carefully crafted. And while you might get something that sounds less severe than what actually happened, then what happens later is when that person is convicted, the DA's office puts out a press release and they will give you all of the details. And they will use that kind of language. Because by that point, it has been adjudicated and the person has either pled guilty or been found guilty. And so that's kind of the little bit behind the scenes of how it works. Caller, hang on. I got to take a quick break. And then when we come back, I will go right to you. So last night, I was sitting at home and thought to myself, this weekend I'm running around. This weekend I've got a thing I got to go to on Saturday afternoon, then a concert on Saturday night, then Sunday I've got something going on. And I was like, I'm trying to like plan out groceries because, you know, it's as I'm trying to eat more responsibly. I want to cook at home. I haven't really gotten to the meal prep stage yet. Did it for a little while, but didn't stick with it. But, you know, I'm trying to plan out my shopping and my groceries. And I think, well, you know, I shouldn't eat, you know, a burger tonight and steak tomorrow. I should have a little variety in the proteins that I'm taking in. And then I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. Why am I sitting here trying to figure that out? I can just go to the butcher shop and they can help me plan it out because they've got high quality steaks, burgers. They've got linguica, charisse. They've got chicken breasts. They've got chicken wings. They've got celebrity pork chops. They've got all of your fish, your lobster, all of that. So I could just go there and say, you know what, Eric? You know what, Joe? Help me out here. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what to have each night. And they can help me not only come up with what to have, but they can also tell me how to prepare it. And maybe even if they say, you know what? Come back tomorrow. We'll have it all marinated and ready to go for you. That's the kind of service they give you at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. A real neighborhood market run by the Panaretta family who treat you like family. And sometimes, as you know, getting treated like family means they're going to bust on you too. But they are great people. They do a great job. And if you don't have, if there's something that you want in their store and they don't have it, they will do everything they can to get it for you. I've heard so many stories from people who have said, I went there asking for this. I went there. I haven't had this since I was a kid and they were able to get it for me. That's the level of service that they have there. So if you have not been to the butcher shop, I recommend stopping in 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. You can get all of your meats there, but also other items that you need for shopping. Your beer, your wine. I like to hit the cheese fridge. They've got cheese I've never heard of before. And of course, all their great pre-made foods, which will be very helpful when you're running around this summer to have something already made or, you know, stop in and get a nice hot lunch. It's all there for you at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. With a knife to open up the sky's veins, some things will never change. And welcome back in. We've only got about a minute here before we're going to go into the news. When we come back on the other side, we can take more of your phone calls, 508-996-0500. We've been talking about the new three-year contract for New Bedford Police Chief Paul Oliveira, who... You know, as I said, I sat down with, there was, you know, we had kind of requested more information and more, it's just better communication with the police department on multiple occasions under Chief Cordero. I remember we had a sit down here at the station with Chief Cordero and his public information officer. And we talked about some things and then, you know, we wanted to just do the same thing when Chief Oliveira took over, and he invited me to come down and just kind of talk to him and learn a little bit about his philosophies. So,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.